Trump administration removes TSA chief David Peekusk from office. By Warner Todd Houston on January 20, 2025. Transportation Safety Administration, TSA. Chief David Peekusk was forced out of office only hours after President Donald Trump took the oath of office on Monday and quickly asserted his control over the federal government. Peekusk was originally nominated to the position by Trump in 2017 and was reconfirmed to the role in 2022 during Biden's lone term. It was reported that he planned to stay in office until his current five-year term was up, but now that is not to be. The TSA administrator sent a memo informing his underlings that he was advised by Trump's transition team that my time as your administrator will end at noon ET today, Reuters reported. More. Here is the message David Peekusk sent to TSA employees only 20 minutes before his firing took effect. This morning, I was advised by President-elect Trump's transition team that my time as your administrator will end at noon ET today. pic.twitter.com/zone3gktrq0. Pete Mentine, at PetMentian, January 20, 2025. The TSA came under fire when it became known that the agency had placed former Democrat Congresswoman and Trump ally Tulsi Gabbard on a watch list called Quiet Skies. Gabbard blasted the TSA for its actions in September. The TSA placed me on the Quiet Skies domestic terror watch list in what I can only describe as the ultimate betrayal, she wrote on X. The Harris-Biden regime has now labeled me a domestic terror threat. Why? They see me as a threat to their power. Gabbard was quickly removed from the list when a host of lawmakers raised the alarm over the issue. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.